If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is what I tell Amy from Villanova on a daily basis. Well, that's really not appropriate.
That was funny, though.
I'm just kidding.
Do you think this song's been played since the Ken Garland days on WIP?
Oh, God, yes.
That's great. No, but I think, Ray, he meant specifically on WIP.
Yeah, I meant on WIP. I meant on WIP,
like,
exactly.
Angela
yes.
never had this as a return, I would imagine.
No.
It is a classic. All right. One tweet and then right back to the phone. So Elliot had an interesting tweet two nights ago when the schedule came out. And this is what he wrote on Twitter. He said, the best word to describe the Eagles' 2025 schedule is dumb. So many parts of it make no sense. Surprised the NFL handed such a weirdly put-together schedule to one of its premier teams. Now, we're going to have Elliot on at 7:30 today. It'll be interesting to find out from his perspective. I mean, I have some ideas of this, but he's looking at it, I think, even in a more deep way than I think I'm even sensing. We're going to be curious to ask him at 7:30, why does he think the schedule is, quote, dumb and weird?
Joe, you said one tweet and back to the phones. I'd like to make that two tweets, then back to the phones, because I noticed a tweet from one Joe to camera last evening that I had to bring to the air. You tweeted, thinking about the world record in the long jump of 29 feet, 4.36 inches. Yep. That is almost the equivalent of if an NFL player jumped for a first down. Think about that.
I was thinking about that when I saw it last night, and I said, is he drinking?
I wasn't.
Why did you think about that, I think, is the real question.
Well, I was thinking about Carl Lewis last night, who does not hold the world.
Of course you were.
Yeah, I think about Carl Lewis on a frequent basis.
As one does.
So I was thinking about the great Carl Lewis, William Burroughs' own Carl Lewis. And it dawned on me, and I had never thought of this before. So I looked up his longest jump, which is, you know, just a little short of Mike Powell's longest jump, which, of course, is just a little bit more than Bob Beamon's longest
jump. You have
jump.
Too much time on your hands.
I know. So it was the first, and I've always known the long jump's been in the 29 feet range, you know, for years. You know, like that's where the world record's been for many, many years. I never put together until last night. John, I'm guessing you haven't either. That's like a first down. Imagine if you're watching an NFL game, and as a guy is in the red zone, 20-15-10, leap from the 10 to the end zone.
Saquon.
I was just about to say, I think you're giving Saquon an idea for this year.
Yeah, so I looked it up last night. Saquon backwards, and granted it's backwards. Saquon went about 3.5-4 yards backwards. No, granted it's backwards. But imagine if a guy jumped from the 10-yard line to the end zone. That would be so beyond... So, think about it. It's mind-freaking-blowing.
We have seen players jump over other players.
I've seen Randall go over.
Feels
and he went
a
about,
lot easier to jump 10 feet without pads on.
Of course. But James, you get the general thing.
I get it.
I mean, I had never thought about the fact that it would be the 10-yard line, and that's 30 feet.
Yeah.
But I do think
be like jumping halfway to the pitcher's mound.
To a football field.
Right. It's absurd.
Have you ever done the long jump?
No.
Who are you talking to, Ria?
I know. I figured I'd
ask. I mean, James, think of it this way. Now, you'd have to use the triple jump, and I know the body doesn't work this way, but imagine a guy going to first base, which is 90 feet. It's three jumps to first base. What? Hey, what is this? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. These are the deep thoughts I have on a Thursday night.
Deep is a word.
All right, JB and Chestnut Hill. JB, good morning.
Good morning. I have no idea what goes through your mind. And
but JB, I'm guessing you never thought of that either, right? I mean, that's pretty wild.
But he is running as far as he wants to run before liftoff.
Of course. But imagine if a guy on the 25 gets to the 35. Like, what?
Joe, a track, my memory serves, I'm a grade school track guy.
You know what they should do?
Try it.
Well, hold on. Why don't the Eagles bring in some long jumpers? Like, you could set this up. Forget the tush push. Let's think about this again. You could set up your handoff 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage to your long jumper.
Who needs the tush push?
Just hand it to the long jumper 5 yards back in the end zone.
Yes.
We
while
did it with sprinters.
He's jumping.
James Jett, Willie Gold, like, go get other
everything.
Track
yeah.
Look, that guy.
He can just clear the entire offensive and defensive linemen, the entire line of scrimmage, just have him go at about a 45-degree angle.
Correct.
And you can launch him from as far out as you want. Like,
So, John, you're digging my theory here. You're digging
it. Perfect.
I thought it was
the
next
perfect
level.
Answer to the tush push.
Thank you.
What are we going to call this? Like, the aerial, I don't even know.
The link leap?
The link leap.
Fly like an eagle?
Ooh.
Like nice. I love that one.
Hammers
flying
on,
like an eagle from the 10. We're handing off from the 10-yard line here in Philadelphia. We're going to fly like an eagle into the freaking end zone.
You too.
And you
like
can't
that?
Touch us. You can't tackle us. And there's no injury possible because no one is touching anyone.
I love it.
It's just a guy jumping over the entire play.
By the way, JB, is Richie going to let you talk at any time in this call?
No, it's fine. Well, the jersey jumper, whatever you want to call it. Walter Payton tried, used to do that, and he would dive head first.
Awesome at it.
You need 130 feet or something like that, whatever the runway was for.
Well, he was the best at it. If you notice, JB, it hasn't been going on much the last 30 years since Emmitt almost broke his neck on that play. And I think teams said, okay, no more of that.
Because teams also noticed that guys were fumbling a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was getting jarred out of there.
Wow.
And it is hard to hold on to it when you're in midair, I guess.
And you got to be really courageous for that. Because normally you're trying to leap over the pile, and guys were coming down very vulnerable positions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was.
And you got a safety bearing down on you going 100 miles an hour. It's not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're midair. Anyway, back to some train of thought here. So, John, I was actually going to say to you, you know where the saying, I have a bone to pick with you, comes from? Because this leads into my point.
I have a bone to pick with you. Is it about cleaning meat off bones at some point?
Nah, it's from the 16th century, where the meaning of having an argument with somebody, you would just drop a bone between two dogs, and it was a point of contention. So that's why humans would have a point of contention. Mm. So,
I dropped it. I saw someone drop a Snickers bar in front of two people one time when they were about to square off. That was the best move I ever saw.
Did it work?
It made everyone laugh.
Oh, okay.
Right. Diffuse the situation.
It
did. And there was a reason.
Did they still fight?
And there was a reason why the
what
Snickers
were you doing
bar
at a fight?
I was laughing.
Yeah, where was
Wait,
this
what,
fight?
What were you? Why were you taking part?
No, I was a spectator. I was fight.
Why did someone just have a Snickers bar on hand to drop?
I guess it was after lunch or something. They hadn't eaten the Snickers bar.
It's like
broke
a Caddyshack
up.
Snickers I told you bar
that
situation.
We used to have, like, I told you that we used to have fights and. Like, when I think it was middle school time, guys would line up. Guys would challenge guys to fights, and then you would meet with your whole posse.
Yeah, 3 o'clock behind.
It was honestly like, did you see the movie? I think it was probably because we were all reading The Outsiders. Did you see the movie The Outsiders?
Sure.
They're all fighting. Like,
or
I really do
bus.
Think we were all trying to pattern after that.
Well, that and 3 o'clock
high. Pony
remember?
Boy.
They go fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Buddy Ravel. 3 o'clock high. All of that.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That's what it was. You would line up down at the creek with your friends.
JB, give me a quick sports point.
So my bone actually contention was, why, with the Eagles release, schedule's the schedule. You can't do anything about it. Like, they're not traveling overseas. They're not traveling to Brazil. Like, you're the best in the NFL. Be the best and win it. Yeah, does it stink you're going to play the Ends twice? Yeah, but the last couple of years, we've had the Cowboys twice at the end of the year, and they stunk, so they were layups. It's just the way the schedule's working out.
Yeah, but it is dumb. It is really dumb. Like, imagine when the Sixers and, let's say, Celtics were battling the last 8 years until this year. Imagine if the Sixers and Celtics didn't play each other until April 1st. Like, just, I mean,
yeah,
like, you know, because you like those moments in a season when you get to see, let me see where we're at. My team against your team. You know, you don't want to wait 5.5 months for a Sixers-Celtics game when both teams are good. It's really stupid to have to wait till around Christmas to watch the Eagles in Washington. That's dumb.
I agree.
Flat out dumb.
But my bone of contention was with, it's twofold. Why did Allen Iverson do the opening for the Buffalo Bills?
Because they asked him.
But why
they
did
probably
people
paid
not
him.
Get ahead
they
of
probably
that? Did. If AI is such a big thing. Yeah, AI is broke. We know he's broke. But
he's not broke. He got all the money that was stashed away.
Yeah.
Trust me. He'll be broke soon.
I hope not. And
it was a funny takeoff
so.
On artificial intelligence.
Yeah, JB, I think you're taking
no,
it too
it is.
Serious.
It's a great thing. I'm just saying, why didn't we do it in Philly?
Well, because they didn't think of it. All right, I need an answer, my man. Who or what is cheesy?
Probably the epitome of cheesy. Dad jokes.
Yeah, that could
great
win.
Great answer, dude.
That could win.
Ben Davis loves to tell dad jokes.
Yep. Dad jokes are really good.
He is the king of dad jokes.
Yes,
ben
he
Davis.
Is. All right, up ahead, we got a lot, including all the calls and all these topics. Also, Elliot will join us on the schedule at 7:30. We'll find out why he thinks it's dumb and weird. I got my theories. But what does Elliot think that's dumb and weird about the schedule? Pete DeHammer at 7:45. More of what Mark Recchi said to us yesterday about Rick Tocchet. More from Doc. Extensive interview on our program yesterday. Cole Hamels weighing in this week on WIP about Bryce Harper. That and more, all of these topics on a busy Friday morning from...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We got it. Well, good morning. I was thinking about a bird yesterday. I saw a bird flying around. What an existence. What a...
Just soaring through the sky.
Yeah, they don't worry about social media.
You were thinking about a bird the other day.
It was yesterday.
You saw a bird flying all around.
No worries about politics. No worries about social media. Weather gets bad, just fly south.
This is cutting edge commentary.
It's an amazing thing, the bird.
You know, you also
I think about that
can't
with
think
dogs.
Critically or, you know, have a brain in reality.
That's
and
true.
All that,
birds,
you know?
Yeah, you've got
your existence
a bird
is like
brain,
survival
but Joe
and
is
base
accustomed
instincts.
To that feel. I think of a dog. I think, man, I would love to have that life. Not a bird. Birds are kind of gross to me.
Dogs, you know, are dependent on us.
Gotta tell you, like, I've never thought I wish I had that animal's life.
I think with a dog, wow, that looks so comfortable. That looks so relaxing, especially like wintertime.
I get like jealous of my dog.
That's what I'm saying. If
they're totally spoiled.
I know. Like, oh, sorry, you have to sleep in a comfy home
on the love sack in front of the fire.
Right.
I want to be there, but I have to go, you know, drive to the volleyball tournament all day. Like, you get to stay and lounge.
Yeah.
Well, that's the bear.
It's a very simple way of looking at things.
Yeah.
The bear that hibernates is the ultimate.
The bear that hibernates, you're right.
Yeah, that's my end.
The bear that hibernates, but that's, I think my back would hurt so bad when I woke up from hibernating. You know, like if you sleep too much, your back feels like it's just, it's not made for that.
I hear you.
Can you imagine if you were asleep for like however long that would be?
That would be
3 months?
A couple months. Hey, by the way, fantastic auction. Philly's fantastic auction rolls on, but I want to tell you it ends this weekend. Ends on Sunday. So make sure you get your bids in at phillies.com/fantastic auction. There are 68 different items up for bid, one of which is a experience with us at a Phillies game prior to the game where you get all sorts of stuff, including batting practice. You get to watch batting practice. We have dinner together at the CP Ranking Club. You know, you're going to get 4 tickets to the game. You're going to get an autographed baseball.
Are you
going to
be a picky eater at dinner?
It depends what we have. I don't know. Depends.
I don't think it depends at all. I think the answer is yes. I think you are permanently a picky eater. That is your identity. You eat 6 things.
I'll tell them beforehand. Make sure it's A and not B.
Make sure it's chicken parm or cheese steaks or spaghetti and meatballs.
Get those bids in. Phillies.com/fantastic auction. The item related to us is
Shepherd's pie.
Wow, well, that one I love. Ugh. The item related to us is $2,610 right now, and we appreciate that. I mean, obviously,
this is going
to
be an awesome
for
day
Phillies
and night.
Yeah,
I mean,
event.
Again, you're on the field with the players. Like, I mean,
correct.
That's that alone. I feel like is
it's not about hanging out with us. Trust us. All right, someone who actually did make the decision to hang out with us yesterday was Brian Dawkins, and we were certainly happy he did. We covered a lot of ground with Dawk in a one-hour conversation late in our program. One of the things was the Eagles' defense, and he had an interesting point connecting Vic Fangio, Eagles' current defensive coordinator, legend, with Jim Johnson, former Eagles' defensive coordinator, legend. Let's listen to what Dawk said.
When they decided to go in the direction of Vic Fangio, one of the things that I look back, or I begin to look back and think back over his defenses over the last maybe 10 years, especially the last 5 years, what was the common thread in those defenses, right? The aggression, the accountability, the different ways that he would allow his players, right, to have freedom to do different things, right? But the other thing I saw is I saw Jim. Right. And when I say Jim, Jim was very demanding when it comes to his defense. Absolute demanding. Certain things that he would not hold back his tongue on as far as I'm just trying to be polite here. He would not hold back his tongue. Yep. And to me, that's an essence of also how Vic does things. But he then came into a camp with a whole bunch of young guys hungry for leadership, hungry to hear someone give them direction. And so they're able to take what other maybe veteran guys wouldn't be able to take. So kind of listening to some of the things happening in Miami, they weren't able to take some of the hard, I guess.
No.
A hard correction.
The coaching. The old school coaching.
Yeah.
Look, Vic Fangio was unbelievable. Jim Johnson was unbelievable. And Brian Dawkins was unbelievable. Yeah. It was really a pleasure. If you missed it, we're going to play, coming up over the next hour and a half, a lot of the various things Dawk said to us yesterday on a whole bunch of different topics, from Saquon to Jalen, all sorts of stuff. So we'll get to that shortly. Let me also remind you of the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, we've changed the poll question because we really can't do who's you're rooting for Knicks Pacers yet. It's not. We don't know the Knicks and Pacers are going to play.
Glad you came around on that one.
Seltzer's thinking maybe on Monday we do that. Probably. All right, poll question. Are you enjoying the NBA playoffs this year? Yes or no? I am quite a bit. It's been a great playoff. I will say, there's a lot of people probably not watching because what a disgraceful product it was for 6 months.
And I don't blame those people.
I don't either.
I think they're missing out, but I don't blame them.
Yes, you are missing out. I'll tell you this. If you're not watching the NBA playoffs, you're missing out because they've really been great. But I respect people that say, screw that. You wasted my time for 6 months.
I'm enjoying the Nuggets and the
Listen,
Thunder.
Listen, Rhea, I think almost every series has been great. Yeah. Very few series have not been good.
Okay, but this Nuggets OKC one is like,
oh yeah,
it's a special series.
I think inside track to win the title.
I agree. Whoever wins the series, yeah. I totally agree.
That would be my gut feeling. All right, phones. Derek and Paoli. We're going to talk to Elliot soon. What's going on, Derek?
What's up, Joe? I've got to keep meeting people that know you, man.
You keep running. Who else did you meet that knows me?
So I was in the barbershop and some guy named Joe. He's an older guy. He said he went to St. Joe's Prep. I think his last name might be Faye or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know the Faze. Yeah, the Faze are a great family.
Yeah. Yep. I told him I call and bust you up a lot, man.
There you go.
But listen, I'm
so Joe Faye liked Joe DeCamera?
As he should.
You know what you're saying?
Well, Derek, he's had the honor of meeting me, which is, to his credit.
Hardly.
Poor Joe Faye. You need to come to the barbershop with him, though, man. You need to get tightened up like him, man. Get a nice little neck fade.
Dude, my hair's out of control right now.
I see it.
Joe doesn't go to a barbershop.
You rip other people for their hair, which looks totally fine.
Joe goes to where they get you get perms and stuff.
Name the spot, John. What's it called?
Sweet Escapes.
Sweet Escape. I go to a salon.
You can't handle the barbershop, man.
Yeah, he likes to talk about soap operas in the salon with the babies, I guess.
Hallmark movies, all that.
Exactly. Under the dryer. You know those things?
No, I don't do that. I'm not Marge Simpson now, all right? Come on. All right, Derek, what do you got?
The NBA. The NBA is definitely making a comeback with these playoffs, man. There's been some good games, and the series are real, real competitive, man. Like, if the Knicks don't win tonight, Boston gonna send them home in Game 7 in Boston. That's a fact.
Maybe, but the Knicks will probably win.
I hate Boston.
If Boston wins, it doesn't matter. Because they're going to lose anyway because they don't have their star.
They could beat the Pacers, but I don't think they would win in the finals.
Ultimately.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think they could win the West, but if the Knicks lose tonight, they might as well burn the garden down, man.
This is the chance for the Knicks to win both this series, the East, and win it all. I mean, there's never going to be an easier path for the Knicks than the Celtics without Tatum, the Pacers in a conference final, and then just having to beat one really good team in the West. Like, that is... You can kind of start seeing. I mean, look, guys, the Knicks haven't won a title since, 73?
73, yeah.
I mean, they got a shot for the first time in 52 years. I mean, they got a real shot now. And by the way, it's not like they have a top five player. So if they get it done, good for them. They have a good team. They have a good team.
When was the last time? The Pistons probably, right? The last
Pistons
team not
04.
Win with a top, yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Pistons 04. Probably didn't have a top 10 player.
It's pretty cool that the team that's winning by being a team is playing with members of that team that were
part of
the team here in town.
Especially after what the Eagles just did with Georgia guys.
It's cool. I like watching this Knicks team play.
All right, Derek, I got to get to Elliot. Give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
The cheesiest thing I hear right now is when I hear Ike, Jack, and Fritz do that Blue Chew ad. That is so cheesy.
Wow, I think it's hysterical. Cheesy.
I do too. I like it.
It is just too funny.
It's a funny commercial. Yeah. It really is. All right, Elliot shortly will be with us. Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Just left the gym. Wasn't quite your walking workout. It was a combination of box jumps and air squats. What do you think about that?
Good man. I'm up to light jog, by the way, right now. So, you know, just so you know.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
So,
were you being serious or was that sarcastic?
That sounded sarcastic.
No, whatever.
I'm doing good. You know what, Ed? Honestly, I'll poke fun at myself. I'm proud of how I'm approaching this.
Have you ever done a box jump, Joe?
Not only have I not, I will not.
Why?
Why not?
It sounds
because his
strenuous.
Achilles will tear the moment he tries to jump up.
That's actually possible. That is possible.
I mean, come on now. I want to pull a Tatum. I don't want a Tatum. Oof. All right, Ed, what do you got?
I think you have to be explosive to pull a Tatum.
Well, that's Ed, talk to us.
Yeah, so, gosh, Brian Dawkins yesterday, it was funny. I was actually sitting in traffic, kind of white-knuckling the steering wheel because there was an accident, couldn't get around it. And then I just literally found myself, the tension just leaving my body as he spoke about John Ritchie on 76. And that just felt, I mean, just it, the whole hour was just so awesome. It's like his magnetism just transcends, like there's something extra there that it's hard to describe, like just when he speaks. Like
that's right.
It was weird. It was so overwhelmingly positive. Like I was emotional, but I also wanted to like run through a brick wall, but in a good way. Like he's one of the all time. I mean, just clearly one of the all time greats, but just his man, he's got a special gift. So,
well, I'll give you 2 points, Ed, that stood out to me being in his presence for that hour.
He said that.
I agree.
He put that. I agree. And it's true. It is different.
It
when
is
you
different.
Sit there and talk to
So, Ed, two things that stood out to me experiencing that yesterday. One, in my opinion, he's the most inspirational athlete I've ever seen in Philly sports. Now, that's saying something because we've seen a lot of guys that are inspiring. But I'm telling you, in my opinion, at least as I perceive it, number one, inspirational. Number two, he's got a gift that very few people very few people in life have. He makes you, through his mere presence, want to be a better person. Dick Vermeil has that. Dawkins has that.
Yeah, Dick Vermeil really has it.
You know, there's very few people when you're in their presence. Like, when you're in the presence of a priest, I'm not going to curse. You know, I'm just not going to curse.
That's good to know.
It is good to know. Like, you know, the point is that very few people, independent of, like, the clergy, you feel like you got to be your best because you'll let them down and you'll almost let yourself down. And that's the way I feel around Doc, and that's the way I feel around Dick Vermeil. I really mean that. They're both very special people.
It really is palpable. And I'll take it one step further. I want so badly to be a better person around Doc. It really does. I take it farther. I'm ordering weighted vests that he talked to me about. Like, just yesterday, he's talking about, hey, he uses these weighted vests. It's a good thing. Yep. Get in shape. It's a good thing. I'm ordering weighted vests for myself and for my girlfriend. Like, I'm going to be exercising the way he exercises because clearly.
I would say so.
That works.
Whatever he's doing works well.
But it's more than that. It's more than just the way the guy works out. It's the way the guy looks at the world. I want to look at the world the way he does because it really does seem to be working out well for him.
I agree with that.
When he talked about going through adversity and, like, growing through it, and that's the mindset that he has. Yes. Like, that was, I mean, there are very few people who can think that way and execute on those thoughts.
All right,
and it's impressive.
And it's authentic. It almost feels like it's too incredibly purposeful.
No, but it's who he is.
To be real.
That's who he is.
But it's real.
All right, Ed, I really want to get to Elliot here. I need an answer from you. Who or what is cheesy?
I'll never look at a potter's wheel the same way again. The Unchained Melody scene from Ghost.
That's a great answer.
Very good.
That's a funny answer right there.
That's really good.
All right, let's talk to Elliot Shure Parks, who typically with us on Friday. So the first chance for us to talk to him since the schedule came out. Now, he had a tweet the other day that said, the best word to describe the Eagles' 2025 schedule is dumb. He also referred to it as, quote, weirdly put together. I agree with him to an extent, but I think he's going to have more on this than I'm even thinking. Let's find out why Elliot thinks the schedule is dumb and weird. We welcome him to the program. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
Good, buddy. Why do you sound like you're in a cave or outer space or what is that?
I have no idea. I'm in the same place I normally am when I do the hit. Is there an audio issue? Do you want me to
Well, aren't you call normally
back?
On a phone?
No, he's been using the it's technology, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is different than like 2 weeks ago.
No, it
right?
just sounds a little echoier.
Yeah,
than,
why
than
does
normal.
It sound echoey?
I don't know.
Do you
I
have a
know.
Door open?
This ain't good.
Honestly, no, this is a Mike Angelina question.
Do you want me to call back? No?
Yes.
Just keep going. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, call us back.
Do it on
whatever
the phone.
That was. I can't deal with that for 10 minutes. I can't
deal yeah, it's
with
a little echoey.
Yeah, I don't, okay. I'm not down with that. Whatever that was, I don't like that at all.
Wow, I didn't think it was too bad.
No.
Yeah, I could hear it.
I didn't either.
I'm not. That ain't working.
Joe, I'm with you.
In the meantime, I want to play some quick audio. We'll get Elliot, obviously, up in a minute. But let's play some audio of Mark Recchi talking about Rick Tocchet yesterday. Because, obviously, you know, Tockett's the new Flyers coach. Recchi played with him for a couple years here in Philly. They know each other really well. Here's Mark Recchi yesterday talking about Rick Tocchet.
You know, I was very fortunate to be, you know, when he was the assistant coach here as part of player development for the Penguins at the time. And so I was around him a lot. I lived here. So I lived in Pittsburgh. And so I was able to see how he handled players and how passionate he was about coaching. And he took that same passion as he did as a player and right into coaching. And he communicates very well. There's no BS. You're going to know how exactly what's going on in his mind. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to be honest with you. And, you know, I think that's a great trait. And, you know, there's no BS with him. And these young guys and the veterans on the team, they're going to truly appreciate it. And they're going to know every day what he's thinking and how he's feeling. And that's really important. And especially nowadays, the younger guys, they need a lot more communication than we probably did when we played. So, you know, I think Talk's just a perfect fit for this.
You know, one of the things that struck me when I heard that yesterday is I thought of Sirianni, and I think two of Sirianni's best traits are accountability, the way he fosters a culture with accountability at the forefront, and communication. And I like the concept of, you know, hopefully Tocchet can emulate that in his own way and bring that sort of success, obviously, to the Flyers. Now, clearly they need better players, but I thought it was great to hear Recchi talk about that. All right, let's get back to Elliot. I guess we got him on a regular phone line. Good morning, Elliot.
All right. Does that sound better?
Much
sound
better.
Good?
All right.
Go.
So you got.
I don't want to throw you off on a beat.
I appreciate
Friday,
that, so. Buddy.
Yeah,
so you got the schedule as weird and dumb.
Yeah.
Give us your thinking. Why?
Yeah. To me, it reads like a schedule. Whereas if like a high schooler was tasked with putting together a schedule and you turned it in, and the teacher would go, "Well, that just makes no sense. Like, why would you put Washington twice in the final 3 weeks? That's weird to do any time on the schedule, but especially with such an important opponent, and then to put it at the end.
Totally
agree.
They
do it,
yep.
And then they do it again with the Giants, which is really weird. Two times in 3 weeks, both in the first 8 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, of the season. Like, that's a weird thing to do. I also think that if you asked any Eagles fan prior to the season, what games are you most excited for? You would probably say the Washington matchups, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Detroit. I think they butchered the Washington matchups. I think they butchered the Buffalo matchup by putting it so late.
Yeah.
I think the Kansas City one is a weird one, too, having it in week two. Like, I would think there'd be more anticipation for that game. So, really, only the Lions game, to me, seems like it's in a normal place. So,
and the Lions game is coming on a short week also. Like, that's coming off a Monday night. On the road at Lambeau.
Yeah, the only one I disagree with you on, Elliot, is the Chiefs thing. So I didn't expect it week two, but here's what I think is intriguing about it. An early assessment for both teams, now we care more about our own vantage point here in Philly, of how different is my team now compared to, you know, 8 months ago when they played based on players in and players out. And I think there is an intrigue to that.
But I don't think you ever see the best version of teams in the first month of the
You're
season.
Right about that. Yeah.
James brings this up all the
now.
Time. And especially with the Eagles, like, they really kind of view training camp as a warm-up to the first few weeks, and then those are a warm-up to get going. So to have that game in the second week, like, I think it's robbing us of an exciting matchup.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. When you think about that, the fact that these guys won't be accustomed to playing football with pads on until September's over, because that's how they do it now. That's their training camp, the first month of the season. You got the Cowboys, but then Chiefs, Rams, who gave us our toughest time in the postseason last year, and then the Buccaneers in Tampa in September,
right,
which is so horrendously hot and humid. That sets up, man, that sets up like a nightmare. So, that opening month could be horrendous.
So, Elliot, you know, Richie's main takeaway was that it's harder than he perceived it was going to be, and he's got the Eagles more in the 11-12 range than where they certainly were two of the last 3 years at 14 wins. What's your sense of how difficult it will be to get back to that 14 echelon? Because I'll just say this, Elliot. Here's something I texted a buddy yesterday. I just want to read this to you. I wrote this down after I transferred it from my phone to my notes. I wrote to a friend yesterday, they could go 11-6, still be excellent, but get bounced in the playoffs without home field advantage. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, so the schedule is definitely tough, but I think that obviously we knew the opponents were going to be difficult, but for me, it's more about who the Eagles are than the schedule. If you look at what the Eagles have been since 2022, which I think is like this current iteration of Eagles football, it took an epic collapse in 2023 for them to only win 11 games. So, yes, the schedule is tough, but we've seen them have tough schedules. We've seen them play on short weeks. We've seen them on the road. We've seen them in pretty much every situation, right? We've seen them in Kansas City. We saw them win that game. So when Nick and Jalen are on, they just win a large majority of their games. I think Jalen's career winning percentage since 2022 is like 80%, right? So I agree with you that if they win 11 or 12 games, that is definitely not a disappointment based off of just the opponents and everything. But I think they're probably – I have them at 12 wins, but I would be closer to 14 than I would be 11, just because that's who they've been when Nick and Jalen are together.
Well, they have. I mean, there's no question. That is factually accurate.
But I will say, Elliot, the schedule is hellacious.
Yeah, so they've had it. 23 was hellacious. Here's the one counter I'll say.
Okay, that's true. And in 23, when we knew it was hellacious, we looked at that and we said, man, that look at that deathly portion.
No, I know.
If that's going to test this team, we're going to know exactly what they're made of.
Sure.
And it absolutely did, and it tanked them.
Let me just remind everyone, coming up in 5 minutes or less, we're going to have Beat the Hammer. Okay, Beat the Hammer, you can be the contestant today. Fifth caller in the contest line, 215-988-1258. Caller 5 contest line, you'll compete in Beat the Hammer just in the next couple minutes, 215-988-1258. Elliot, here's what I'll say about the Nick Jalen thing, which is certainly factually true, but I'll add this, I think, important caveat that established a lot of those wins also. They had their best seasons and their best records when they had either the first-ranked or second-ranked defense in all pro football. Second-ranked in 2022, top-ranked in 2024. You know, are they going to be a top-10 defense this year? I don't know, man. They have their four best players back on defense, but they did lose 5 starters, and they weren't scrubs. They were good players. No one's going to tell me Darius Slay wasn't still a really good player. He was good, man. So talk to me.
Yeah, so I agree with you. They've lost talent on defense. And I agree that defense, being number one or number two again, is going to be difficult. And I'm not diminishing the defensive thing. The only thing I would say, too, to that point is if you look at the 2 years they were really good, it's also the 2 years Jalen took care of the ball, and that helps the defense as well. In 2023, Jalen being reckless with the football put the defense in a bad spot a lot. Now, they had their own issues for sure, right? Like Bradberry tackling, I'm not diminishing it. But I think that if you look at what makes the Eagles great and what makes them win, it's that they win the turnover battle, and that starts with Jalen. So I think next year, if Jalen keeps taking care of the ball, like, they're probably going to once again win a large majority of games.
It sounds to me at a basic level that you're saying the difference between, and I would agree with this, by the way, the difference between winning 11 games and winning 14 games will come down to whether Jalen is consistently excellent. Is that a fair summation of what you're saying?
And I think when we look around the league, it's like we look at Kansas City and say they'll win a bunch because of Mahomes. Baltimore, they'll win a bunch because of Lamar. Josh Allen, well, you know Buffalo's going to win because of him. Jalen has a better winning track record than pretty much all of them besides Mahomes, and really he's getting close to that over the last 3 years. So as we can look at the schedule, but I think it's somewhat simplistic as they have Jalen Hurts, they're going to win a ton of games.
Is everything just cool with Dallas Goedert now? There was so much.
Yeah, good question.
So much consternation there, and now
what? Here's the main thing I guess I'm trying to drill at. I think John's at. Is he going to be a happy camper that they get the best version of Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, I think he will be. Every sense I get is that he's very, very happy to be back in Philadelphia. I know his teammates were very excited when he walked in the first day knowing he was going to be back. So I don't get any sense that there's issues there. And, you know, this is maybe a sad reality, but the reality is he's pretty used to not getting the ball a ton. So it's not like there's some new dynamic that's going to impact him that way. He knows what his role on the offense is. But, yeah, every indication I've gotten since this is Dallas is happy to be back in Philly.
Good deal. Elliot, good work, pal. We will talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Yep.
And thanks for switching to the phone. I appreciate that. That was better.
Anything for you, Joe. Go get that win.
All right. Thanks, man. You got it. That's what that fiance was thinking about leaving her fiance.
God. Oh, brother.
James, this
what?
This girl, the fiance, thinking about
remember
leaving her
earlier
fiance?
With that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the.
So for those that weren't awake and listening to us about an hour ago, there was a woman walked here by here about an hour ago. They're getting married today. But put another way, thinking about getting married today upon meeting the hammer.
And thinking about the hammer. That's what was really
John,
alarming.
You got to admit, for it being her wedding day, and God bless her, I'm joking around. I hope everyone knows
she
joking.
Was adorable.
She was a pretty big fan. I mean, she's flat out rooting for me and Pete the Hammer. I mean, I'm just saying. That husband-to-be might not become the husband-to-be in the next couple hours. I'm just saying.
Wow.
These are hilarious jokes to make on someone's wedding day.
I just can't even believe
I hope she's not listening while getting her makeup done.
Oh, I hope
right
he's
now.
Not listening.
Or him, yes.
I thought it was cool that she listened to our show.
Yeah.
I did not think for a moment it was cool that she was thinking of leaving her husband for the hammer.
Well,
it did not cross my mind.
She didn't say that. Let's make that clear. This is Hammer just, you know, imagining.
Correct.
She just said wins. Or but like, we I'm did. Re- for
but
you
we knew she was
day.
A big fan of
she is.
Wah. So thank you. All right, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, our prize today for Beat the Hammer is a $50 gift card to Rita's Italian Ice. Be cool. Eat a Rita's. By the way, $50 gift card to Rita's. That's phenomenal. You
nice.
Can get like, I don't know. 10?
I was going to say, it's like 10 trips. That's exactly what I was going to say, like 10 trips to Rita's.
That's a lot. That is a lot. All right, good stuff. Get yourself loaded up with Rita's for the summer. I love it. Hey, I also love that I got, let's see here, 283 wins. A mere 44 losses in Pete the Hammer. So obviously I hope to. And I've won a few in a row. Forget exact number. We can look it up. It's been a pretty good streak lately.
Since the parade, maybe? Have you lost since the parade?
Yeah, since the parade.
Oh, God.
Since the parade. That's about 3 months or so. All right, let's welcome our contestant. We know him because he's been a caller through the years, a bonehead and a thorn in my side, Matt in Ridley. Matthew?
Dude, you're such a...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Loser. I cannot believe you think that girl is marrying you or would want to marry you. What a loser you
are. Hey, I didn't say she's marrying me. I said she might.
Loser. He thought it was crossing her mind. I don't think she was thinking that, but maybe she was.
So no one else thinks it either.
Matt, how ironic is it for you to call me a loser about 6 minutes before you get your. What?
Joe, speaking of losers, how'd you do last week at Beat the Hammer?
I wasn't here.
What do you mean?
No, that was 2 weeks ago, right?
You were here.
No, that was pop culture.
Pop culture. There you go. I like that. Yeah, you stunk.
Let's see. 4-1 loss, Joe?
I think it was 5-0 is what I heard.
It's like Blake Lively questions, and I didn't even prepare for it.
Were you supposed to be ready on Blake Lively?
I didn't do it today either.
So we're just giving up on the whole.
It's a lot of work.
Why are we doing the assignment?
Oh, wow. It's a lot of work.
This is your thing.
It's a lot of work.
You asked us to do it.
I get to a Thursday night.
It's a lot of work to read for 5 minutes about a celebrity and remember it.
I'm going to get back to it, but I'm off track.
It's not a lot of work.
Why don't we set one for next Friday? Let's get back on track right now.
Well, I got to do Blake Lively still. I didn't do it last week.
What do you mean you've got to do Blake Lively?
It's been like 5 weeks.
Pick up the People magazine and read 2 pages
She's on it every day.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with Blake Lively.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, poor use of words. I've got to do Blake Lively.
Only you would go there.
You're in a roll right now.
All right, Matt.
I think Blake Lively might have an issue with that.
Matt, at some point we got to play the game. We can't just talk trash all time. What?
It's comments like this that make you such a loser, Joe. I'm just letting you know.
Well, the irony is you're about to lose in about 6 minutes. Are you ready, Matt?
Yeah, but get the hell out of here. Let's go.
That's fine. Okay, good luck.
Take a walk.
That's good. Wow. Get that
contentious
out
already.
I knew Matt would come in hot. That was a guarantee. As soon as I saw Matt was the contestant, I was like, it's going to be go time here.
So we're going back to 55 seconds.
Yeah. Did we leave it? Oh, for pop culture. Gotcha.
Pop culture minute. Joe is walking especially slowly right now. I don't know if Joe's doing that to be annoying, but he's. Look at that.
John, do you really need an answer to that? Is he doing something to be annoying?
Richie does everything to be annoying, Rich.
There you go. Well said. All right, is he safely ensconced?
Yes.
Yeah. All right,
just
Matt.
Just barely. Yes. Now
you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I like that. All right, our category for the week. May not know it, but apparently the Phillies and Pirates are rivals. Because it is rivalry week this week in Major League Baseball, and the Phillies and Pirates are rivals. We're doing a little rivals trivia today. You ready to roll, my friend?
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's rock.
Good start. All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. In what year did the Phillies clinch the NL East in Pittsburgh, thus ending a Pirates' reign of 3 straight NL East titles?
Pass.
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
In the 1980s?
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
3 NHL Hall of Famers played for both the Flyers and the Penguins. Name one.
Jágr.
What Eagles great had two sacks in the pickle juice game versus Dallas in 2000?
Pass.
Zach Wheeler is one of two current Phillies who played for the Mets prior to joining the Phillies. Name the other.
Pass.
In what year did the Phillies clinch the NL East in Pittsburgh, thus ending a Pirates reign of three straight NL East titles?
93.
What Eagles great had two sacks in the pickle juice game versus Dallas in 2000?
Hugh Douglas.
Ooh. Zach Wheeler, one of two current Phillies. Okay. Wow, that was an unexpected
nice
three there.
The
Yager is not in the Hall of Fame yet. He hasn't retired long enough.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's a good guess. Good guess. But he is not in the NHL Hall of Fame yet. So nice threesome, though. There
that
we go.
Was a three?
Yeah. Right. Good work. All right.
Let's back. You know what? I didn't hear the Hall of Fame part.
That's all right.
My fault.
We're going to put you on hold, Matt. As we bring the hammer back in.
Oh, he's got a little pep to his step. Coming back, I don't know. The can't touch this is a little kind.
A lot kind.
A little kind today. Why so polite?
Well, we've just been using this recently.
Let's rock and roll.
You got the beads again?
I got the rosary. First beat
oh,
to
for goodness.
First
hey,
beat
Joe,
to Hammer
by the
since
way,
a Pope from Villanova. So, yeah, I got the rosary.
Pulling out the rosary only when you compete.
No, I have
not...
it. John, I have it in my pocket every day. I've had it in pocket for three straight years.
And you pull it out. Only when you compete?
No, every once in a while, yeah.
All right,
Matt and Ridley, I know
it
he's a
fool. It feels insincere. If it's
you ready to roll here?
I swear to you. I've been ready. I always tell you, Ben.
Let's roll. Category for the week. The Phillies and Pirates are playing this weekend. It's rivalry week in Major League Baseball. We're doing rivalry trivia. Rivals trivia.
Oh, my God. With Jeremy Shockey.
All right, you ready to roll here?
Crosby!
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. In what year did the Phillies clinch the NL East in Pittsburgh, thus ending a Pirates' reign of three straight NL East titles?
1993.
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
How many times?
Yes, in the 1980s.
I'll come back to that.
Three NHL Hall of Famers played for both the Flyers and the Penguins. Name one of them.
Three of them?
Yes.
Recchi.
What Eagles great had two sacks in the pickle juice game versus Dallas in 2000?
Eagles great. Two sacks.
Yes.
Well, if he's a great, I'll say Doc.
Zach Wheeler is one of two current Eagles who played for the Mets prior to joining the Phillies. Name the other.
Play for the Mets prior to the Phillies. I'll come back to that. Let's do the Celtics question. Did you say that question?
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
Okay, I'm going to go through this quickly here. So it would be, in the Eastern Conference Final, I mean, they beat him in 82. In the conference final, it's one. Yeah, that's garbage. That's a garbage question. Yeah, James, I might object to that question. Read that question. First off, how many did he get right?
He got three right. He beat you 3-2.
No, read the question. Read the question.
In the 1980s, how many times? Yeah, they beat them in 1980.
Read the question.
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals? What's wrong with the question?
In the Eastern Conference Finals or on the way to the Eastern Conference Finals?
In the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, I don't know about that. Just read the question again, because they could have beaten them earlier in the playoffs.
What a terrible loser you are.
Read the question.
The question is, in the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, I'm going to look into that one. Are you saying things that happened only in the conference finals or earlier in the playoffs?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying the Eastern Conference
Finals. I'm saying they beat the Celtics twice in the 80s in the Eastern Conference Finals. In 1980 and 1982, they beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. What are you talking about?
I'm going to look into this one. I don't know.
Please look into it. I'm looking at it right now.
This guy, Matt Ridley, this is such a faulty garbage win. Matt, hello.
What? Way to go, Matt!
In 1980, they beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
It was such a poorly worded question.
In 1980, it's not a poorly worded question.
That's a poorly worded question. Poorly worded question. I don't like it. I mean, you might be right, but I'm going to really dig in on this one.
Dig in as much as you want. How many times did Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals? Like, what are you talking about?
I'll look into it.
They didn't beat them in any other round in the other years anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm going to look into it. Part of the problem was it was
you
so
lost!
No. Part of the problem was it was so poorly worded.
Loser!
I didn't discern what was going on.
Loser.
No.
Loser.
Nah. I'm not down with this one. What?
I'll be sporting, and I'll give you a rematch next week if you want to try to beat me.
You know what? Call me on Monday, and I'll take that.
Yeah, you are. Take the L, buddy.
Nah, I gotta look into that.
Oh my God.
Joe.
By the way, Taiwan Walker was the Met who played for the Mets prior to the Phillies. You can get that.
Now,
and Hugh Douglas had 2 sacks.
Your son's question was just so poorly worded.
Matt,
no,
you are
I got it right.
Dominant.
You got it right.
I got
great
it right
job on that question,
but
by the way.
But you're not deep enough for me to think in those levels.
Oh, here we go.
Joe, I got it right, Joe. And you're smarter than me.
Well, I know that. We know that.
Like, well, then I got it right, Joe.
Your dumbness helped you in this case. Think about that.
Dude, no matter what way you look at it, the answer's 2. Like, there's no other way that this plays out in your favor.
Yeah, the problem...
They lost to the Celtics the other 2 times. They played them. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I get that. But,
hey, Joe. Joe.
What?
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers play in the finals?
They played in the finals in 80, 82, and 83. 3 times.
And who'd they... No. Oh, Jesus. Okay. And who did they... Never mind.
You didn't expect that
answer,
did you?
Well, no, but they never played the Celtics in 83.
He just asked me how many times were they in the finals, and I gave him the answer.
Yes, but he was wrong to ask that. The question is how many times...
Yes, they beat the Bucks in 83.
Yes, they didn't play the Celtics at all in the playoffs that year.
What?
They beat him twice, Joe. I got the answer right. You got it wrong. Just deal with it.
Deal... Yeah, 3 words for you, Joe. Deal with it.
John, are you loving this?
You lost.
The best part of Joe losing is how, like, the pure joy that Richie gets.
Well, here's the thing. The joy got bogged down this time.
It wasn't
all
as much
complaining.
Fun. Whiner,
like,
the
it really
whining.
Was. Like, we've had a celebration playing in the background for 6 minutes.
The song's
now.
Almost done. There's like 10 seconds left in the song.
I know. It's like the complete song, but he's been complaining about it. So it's almost like it hasn't been celebrational.
All right.
Joe, I normally never get texts on Beat the Hammer.
For us, Jim.
Joe was such a poor loser. I've already gotten it several times.
They said a different word, didn't
they? I had to edit.
I know you did.
Self-edit.
I know what you just edited from. All right, Matt, I'm going to give you a partial congratulations.
Partial?
Hey, partial congratulations.
Joe? Well, that's going to be your new ringtone when you call me from now on.
Oh, very nice.
Don't expect it.
Very
ever again.
Nice.
Matt, you've won $50 at Rita Waters Ice. Enjoy this summer, all right?
Great job, Matt.
All right, buddy. I'll put you on
way
hold
to
so
go.
You can get that. And with that, Beat the Hammer.
Congratulations.
That's loss.
Way to go, Matt. What
huge
a great win.
Congratulations.
Loss 45.
You're damn right it was.
If it stands.
It'll stand.
If it stands. And with that,
I feel very confident it'll
with
stand.
With that. We shut it down.
I'll shut it down. How about that?
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I was having a good week, so that irritates me. All right.
Are you going to spend a lot of time on this?
That was a very disappointing performance by you. That was a bad job by you.
It was a poorly worded question.
Like, you missed the Hugh Douglas question. The guy's your coworker, and you missed Hugh Douglas.
What's the Hugh question?
How was that so hard?
He had 2 sacks in the Pickle Juice game.
Wait, what was the question? Eagles great?
Yes. Are you about to say Hugh Douglas not an Eagles great?
Wow.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
There will be no disrespect of Hugh Douglas on this program unless it's by me.
Okay.
Love Big Hugh, but like I hear.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.